Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. There's a great verse in 2 Samuel chapter 14. Now, in this chapter in the Bible, there's a woman talking to King David, and I don't want to go into the entire reason she's there, but ultimately, she's there to try to convince David to bring his son Absalom back to the kingdom. Now, whether or not that was a good idea is a whole nother story. But that's why she's there. She was sent by Joab to do this. But this woman says something in verse 14, which is very, very appropriate for us to look at during this Christmas season. And we love Christmas. We praise God for the gift of Jesus Christ, that the Savior has come. But why did the Savior have to come? Why do we need a Savior? Well, there's a great verse, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 14. We read this, "For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him." How true is that? As people, we must die. Why do we die? Because of sin. The wages of sin is death. All men are sinners. We're sinners by nature and by choice. We're all condemned to die. We're conceived in sin. We're born dead in our sin. We're literally dead men walking because of sin. We must die. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We will die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. You can't reverse this. If you spill water on the ground, you can't unspill it. You can't bring it back into the bottle that it came from. That's how we are when it comes to death. We must die because of sin. Because the wages of sin is death, we will die. We cannot reverse this. There's nothing we can do. And then we read, "Neither doth God respect any person." And that's true. All are equally guilty in the sight of God. All equally need to be forgiven. All equally need mercy and grace in the sight of God. There's no one that God is going to say, "Well, you're okay," or "You're okay," or "I like you because you're a leader in the church," or "I like you because you're rich," or "I like you because of your skin color or ethnicity." No, no, no. In the sight of God, everyone is equal. God does not respect any person. And God's nature demands that he judge the sin of every person. So this is who we are. This is the trouble we're in the sight of a holy, holy, holy God. Yet doth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. And that is what we're celebrating here at Christmas. We are celebrating the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of grace, that our God in heaven devised a way to save us from our sin. He devised the means to bring men back to himself. We are banished from him. We are forever expelled from his gracious sight, destined to torment in hellfire forever and ever, feeling the wrath of Almighty God, which is totally deserved, totally just. And yet, because that God is also gracious and merciful and kind and more amazing than we can even begin to imagine, he devised a way to save us from our sin. He sent himself. He sent his Son, who is God, into this world to die for our sin, that we, through following him, may have eternal life and may live forever with God as a part of the family of God. Amen and amen. That is what we're celebrating at Christmas, the means that God devised so that his banished would not be expelled from him. I hope and pray you know this today. I hope and pray you are following Jesus today and you are grateful for his amazing grace today and every day. And I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.